Okay, welcome back. We're picking up with the message of our Heavenly Father to Sister Eugenia. He's told us how much He loves us, and He's told us the three things that He hopes to receive from us. He wants to be known, loved, and honored by all men. And so continuing, He says, "What have I not done for my people, from Adam to Joseph, the adoptive father of Jesus, and from the time of Joseph up to the present day, so that man should give me the special honor due to me as his father, creator, and savior. However, I have not yet received this special veneration, which I have so much hoped for and which I desired so much." In the book of Exodus, you read that God must be held in special veneration. The Psalms of David especially contain this teaching. In the commandments which I myself gave to Moses, I emphasize, "You will worship and love perfectly only one God." Well then, loving and honoring are two things that go together. As I have lavished so many benefits on you, I must be honored by you in a very special way. Giving you life, I wished to create you in my image. Your heart is therefore as sensitive as mine, and mine as yours. What would you not do if one of your neighbors did you a small favor to please you? The most insensitive man would be grateful to such a person forever. Anyone would try to find something that would give the greatest pleasure and recompense for the service performed. Well, I will be much more grateful to you, assuring you of eternal life, if you will do me the small favor of honoring me as I request. I recognize that you honor me in my Son, and that there are those who are able to offer everything to me through my Son, but they are few indeed. Do not believe, though, that in honoring my Son, you are not honoring me. You do certainly honor me as I live in my Son. Thus, everything that is to his glory is also to my glory. But I would like to see man honoring his Father and created with a special devotion. The more you honor me, the more you will honor my Son, since according to my will, he became the Word incarnate and came among you to make known to you the one who sent him. If you come to know me, you will love me and my beloved Son more than you do now. See how many of my creatures who became my children through the mystery of the redemption are not in the pastures which I have prepared for all men through my Son. And how many others, and you know it, are still unaware of the existence of these pastures. And how many creatures of my hands, whose existence I know of, but of which you are ignorant, do not even know the hand which shaped them. Oh, how I would like to let you know what an almighty Father I am for you, and would also be for these creatures, through my benefits. I would like their lives to be made sweeter through my law. I would like you to go to them in my name and speak to them of me. Yes, tell them that they have a Father who, having created them, wants to give them the treasures he possesses. Above all, tell them that I think of them, I love them, and want to give them eternal happiness. Oh, I promise you, men's conversion will come sooner. Believe me, if you had begun to honor me with a special devotion from the times of the early church, after 20 centuries, few men would remain living in idolatry, in paganism, and in so many false and evil sects, in which man is running blindly toward the abyss of eternal fire. And see how much work remains to be done. My hour has come. I must be known, loved, and honored by men, so that having created them, I can be their Father, then their Savior, and finally the object of their eternal delight. Until now, I have talked about things that you already knew. I wish to remind you of them so that you would be more and more convinced that I am a very good Father, not a fearsome one, as you believe, and also that I am the Father of all those living now and of those whom I shall create until the end of the world. Know also that I wish to be known, loved, and above all honored. May everyone recognize my infinite goodness toward all men, and especially toward sinners, the sick, the dying, and all those who suffer. Let them know that I want only one thing, to love them all, to give them my grace, to forgive them when they repent, and most of all, to judge them, not with my justice, but with my mercy, so that all may be saved and numbered among my elect. To conclude this brief account, I make you a promise which will have an eternal effect. It is this: call me by the name of Father with confidence and love, and you will receive everything from this Father with love and mercy. Okay, we're going to stop here and pick up next time. Until next time.